K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Thursday here, folks. Moving right along here, January 23rd, 2025, the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports, whether that is men's and women's basketball, tennis, started. Women's tennis started last week. Got indoor track and field, got it going as well. And coming up around the corner, of course, we have men's and women's golf. And the change-up, K-State baseball in about a month from now as they'll begin their trek out west. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here today. Whenever you listen to this podcast, this postcast, it'll be a primetime episode. So this will come out later on tonight. And then I might have something up this morning as well. Your K-State content every day, Wildcats, folks. Especially, you're a listener or a first-time listener. Thank you so much. If you've been listening since last year or since the very beginning, or you've been in and out, or you're an everyday listener, especially your everyday listener, thank you so much for taking time and stop by and listen to EG3, Talk Cats, of course, Eddie Greer, 2013 graduate of K-State, obviously an alum now, obviously here in Kansas City, Missouri. So, like, subscribe to this podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Hit the notification bell every time you be notified. Every time we post an episode, sometimes twice, once, twice, or maybe even three times somewhere in there. So definitely, I'm going through my list here. And yeah, there's still some content I gotta post. And Trigger Portal stuff, I will have another one posted up this weekend there as well. But this is the postcast. What did I say? This is the postcast? Postcast, yep. But it is men's, unfortunately. And another missed opportunity. As I keep this phrase, I've been saying this phrase lately. You are what you are. K-State blew another opportunity last night, having a double-digit lead over its Big 12 opponent. Jerome Tang, former Baylor assistant, had a 12-point lead in the second half and somehow couldn't slow down VJ Edgecombe in this ball game here. And the lack of inability to close these games. And the phrase is true, right? You are what you are in this portion of the season. This is what K-State men's basketball is. Having a lead. This was a rarity time this year that K-State has gone in the second half with a lead. And they couldn't handle it. 12 points up on Jerome's former team, Baylor. And Edgecombe and the Baylor Bears rallied back to win by 8, 70-62 last night. Sold out crowd at Foster Facilian there. Edgecombe went off in the second half of this game. We have seen other star players go off on K-State this year. And now Edgecombe adds to that list. 20 points in the second half of his 30. And he scored over half his points in the second half. This can't. It just can't happen at this point of the year. This would have been a huge win for K-State day last night, but instead you fall flat in your face, as we've seen numerous times this year by this men's basketball team, a team that most of them don't even care to play for K-State, which I am very sad to say that out loud, even in the morning. That's pretty freaking disappointing, if I want to be honest there. 12 of 20 from the field, it looks like. Yeah, he was 8. Well, actually, let me scroll at his stat line. 8 of 13 from the field, 3 of 7 from downtown. Almost perfect from the stripe. 11 of 12 from the free throw line there. He was pretty much perfect in the second half there as well in this game. Look, you had a 40-28 lead. Doug McDaniel put you up by 12 in the second half of this game. And then it kind of crumbled there in this game there. K-State did shoot over 40%, but that doesn't mean much when you lose the game. I mean, this is what, the third time in conference play that K-State has had an opportunity to win a game and it couldn't close, or you had a 12-point lead on Baylor. You were dominating this ball game, and you didn't get it done. It's just what you are at this point. It's just what I expected. If I want to be brutally honest, this is what I didn't expect. Look. First off, to have a lead, damn. I got to be impressed. First off, let's just acknowledge that. K-State dominated, the first 25 minutes of this game before Baylor, led by their young freshman, took over this ball game, this basketball game. And I don't know what happened to the defense last night. I was in and out of this game. So that's how I'm tuned out of K-State men's basketball, looking at the box score. Next thing I know, 10. Next thing I know, it's 12. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. But next thing I know, oh, damn. Here come the Bears, and why not, right? The Wildcats now have lost a six games in a row in conference play since their upset win at home over Cincinnati, 1-6. Oh, and it's just going to get muddy the waters. It's getting even muddier around that men's basketball team there. And the next game, obviously, they will begin a two-game homestand at the Octagon of Doom, which I don't know if it's going to be a doom this at this point of the season. But anyways, 13-5 West Virginia team comes calling on Saturday, 5 o'clock tip in Manhattan, Kansas. And I'm actually going to be, looks like the plan was to be in Manhattan this weekend, but due to some other things that surprisingly came up in a good way, I'll be there, but I don't think I'm going to be going to the game, no. This is going to be for other reasons there. But so West Virginia, so obviously Saturday you have the women's basketball team taking on Colorado, get things started. I'll probably revisit this on tomorrow's weekend edition of the podcast. I need to get something established, but a theme established here as we try to get going here in 2025. But other than everyday coverage, this is a Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III here as K-State blows a 12-point lead in the second half against Baylor, 70-62. As Baylor wins behind their freshman, Feche Edgecombe, drop a 30-burger on K-State in this game. I'll take a look at the box score real quick here before we close this thing out. I am not going to quote Jerome Tang at this moment. Moment in time. Anyways, David Gasson. Wait, hang on a second here. David Gasson led the Cats with 13 more points. 6 of 10 from the field. There in this ball game, let's see, 11, double-double for Gasson. So 13-11 for Gasson McDaniel. I think this was Doug McDaniel's best performance as a K-Stater. Due to all the controversy, all the I don't care crap that's going on with him this year, 12 points, Brennan Housen, that's the most, 12 points, that's the most points he scored in quite a bit for him. Brennan Housen was 4 of 9 from the field. Four of nine from downtown. Doug McDaniel, 2 of 5. Housen, 4 of 10 from the field. McDaniel, 5 of 11. Max Jones, 9 points. Coleman Hawkins, 8 points, going along with 7 assists in there as well. You asked what David Castillo? Well, we'll throw him in there in the hat as well. Only 3 points in 16 minutes. Action last night there as K-State loses another Big 12 game to Baylor, 70-62. That's all I got for y'all right now here. So next in line for when K-State men's basketball. Oh, and by the way, I believe now, unfortunately for them, they're 7-11. Kansas State 7-11. We're not talking about the gas station. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about 7-11. 1-12 in Big 12 play. Baylor with the come from behind win bumps up to 12-6. Now 4-3 in conference play there in K-State. They shoot pretty decent from downtown, but again, all that doesn't matter. You want to win basketball games, and K-State, this was another Big 12 game that you let slip away. This team, 7 games. How many games we played in Big 12 play? Let's see. one and five. No. We count one, two, three, four, five, six, seven games. Seven Big 12 games. You let three of them slip away from your finger. You could be at least 3-4. Maybe give you at least a 2-5 record at best with this team. But right now it's what you are. And K-State had an golden opportunity to just steal a road win, and you couldn't do it. You couldn't even do that against Baylor last night. So now you got to turn your attention to West Virginia. You come back home to Brahms Coliseum on late Saturday afternoon to host West Virginia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast that found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Like usual, we're going to have K-State content lined up for you guys throughout the weekend. Of course, we'll talk more about probably about basketball more tomorrow. I'll probably come back to revisit this team tomorrow as well. And of course, not only K-State fans focused on other K-State sports around Manhattan, Kansas, but the big main event will be Sunday night as Kansas City Chiefs will look to get back to the Super Bowl on their three-peat mission. But staying in the way, the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Let's see. Is it a 5 o'clock kick? I'm still in that Eastern time mode, but this is Central time. I believe it's 5:30 kickoff at Arrowhead. We'll talk more about that as we move along, as we are about to enter into the weekend. But right now, K-State men's basketball falls to 7-11 after blowing a lead in another huge opportunity. How many times I have to say that here in the last several postcasts here as K-State loses to Baylor. Baylor 70, Kansas State men's basketball team 62. Alex Aiden over there in San Diego, California. That reminds me, Podbean at Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. That is my other channel where you can get bonus coverage of the Wildcats. We'll talk over there. I might hop over there again. I know I recorded one already that hasn't been posted yet. Might record over there solo again tonight. And I'll get those as soon as I can. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State men's basketball falls to 7-11. Go Cats.